Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. It's the five-star puzzle game that has everybody talking. So if you still haven't played Best Fiends, I don't know what you're waiting for. There's no other puzzle game like it. With tons of cute characters to collect and thousands of puzzles to solve, I do have a feeling that you're going to be obsessed with it. Crushing Candy is so 2015, so go and download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, that's friends without the R. Best Fiends, go download it right now, and I think you'll probably be like us, and you'll be obsessed with it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to the show. We got a big show today. So, supposed to have Bradley Cooper on today from, well, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
From A Star Is Born.
A Star Is Born.
From
The Hangover.
From,
oh, the one.
Wedding Crashers.
There you go. Yeah. From,
oh, gosh.
Joy.
From
Joy, good one.
Oh, by the way, Morning Studio!
Morning!
Also, Morgan Evans comes in today. He's got an album out today, so it'll be a good show. You know what I was looking at? Is that Eddie now has a poser Instagram account, someone who created like a fake secondary account.
How cool is that? It's producer Eddie with an extra E.
I wouldn't promote it.
My bad.
Because what happens is people create these accounts because they've done it to me about 10 million times. They go after like our listeners and ask for money.
Yeah, that's how I found out. Listeners were telling me, hey, there's another guy acting as you, like trying to get follows. But that is kind of weird, and you've dealt with that.
It's not trying to get follows. It's they follow people and they send them messages and go, hey, I see you're a big fan. And eventually they try to get like an Apple gift card. Oof. Or
that's no good.
Well, Lunchbox is upset because he's mad that you got one before he did.
Yeah.
An imposter account.
Okay.
How is that possible? I am more famous than Eddie, and so why would they go after producer Eddie instead of me? Like, I don't understand that. And I saw it on Eddie's Twitter, and I was like, how does he get a fake account and not me? Like, come on, show me some respect, hackers.
You want Radio Lunchbox with three X's or what?
Yes!
He's always about this fame and popularity.
There's no fame. You understand? We're just radio goobers, right?
Yeah, but we're famous enough where they're knocking off your account and Eddie's account. Why aren't they not? Amy, don't you feel a little offended? You don't have a fake account?
Oh, I do have one. It's
got it.
It's just you, Lunch.
It's like at radio.
No! Just stop promoting these accounts.
Yeah, they're not real.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you people?
I guess we're happy about it because it's like, wow, they want to be us.
Exactly.
Amy's running her own. Lunchbox is going to create his today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Over 1 million people are still without power along the Gulf Coast. To help out those affected by Hurricane Michael, just text Red Cross to 90999. In other news, President Trump and Kanye West met yesterday. The talk included African-American jobs, improving conditions inside of prisons, and crime going on in Chicago. And finally, in sports, Major League Baseball playoffs are back underway. Milwaukee Brewers and the Los Angeles Dodgers kick off the National League Championship Series tonight.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, it's time for the championship round of Lunchbox versus Amy.
Oh, wow.
9-9. Amy, how you feeling?
Feeling good.
Lunchbox, how you feeling?
I look good, feel good.
All right. So I'll ask Amy three questions, and mostly dude questions. Lunchbox gets three questions, mostly lady questions.
Yeah.
Whoever wins today is the grand champion, and you become known as the first ever.
Woo!
LB versus Amy champion. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, and question one, here we go. Tonight's game one of the National League Championship Series, Dodgers and Brewers. What city will they play in, Amy?
Oh, my gosh.
Talk it out here. Dodgers and Brewers. Talk out your options.
I mean, I don't know where the Brewers play, so I guess I'm just going to have to take a guess and say L.A. because that's where the Dodgers are from.
So you're going with Los Angeles?
Yes.
Oh, it's incorrect.
Where are the...
Lunchbox?
Milwaukee.
There you go. All right, question number two. Amy, a belt...
Yes.
Sheet and orbital are common types of what power tool? A belt, a sheet, and orbital are common types of what power tool?
What?
I know. Tough
today.
Oh, my
gosh.
Bring in the pain.
A belt, a sheet, and an orbital.
Mm-hmm.
A belt, a sheet, a chainsaw.
A chainsaw. That is incorrect. Lunchbox, you can steal.
Yeah, Sander. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. He's got two, folks. All right. Amy, you need a point. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
How many axles does your car have?
Four.
That's incorrect.
Oh,
Amy.
Three.
You have two.
Five.
Two.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy, well, I haven't seen anyone choke as hard as me dancing.
Well, it's not over yet, guys. I still have to get a woman's question. Let's calm down.
All right, let's rock.
Don't use the jinx.
No, what? All you have to do is get one.
Stop.
Just one.
Hey,
stop.
Draper James.
Draper James.
Is a clothing line by who?
Draper James. Draper James. Kristen Cavallari.
Did he get
Whoa.
It? Did he get it?
No.
Yes!
Amy, you can climb back in this if you know Draper James. Go ahead.
Lunchbox is so close with that one. It's Reese Witherspoon, and he was thinking of Kristen Cavallari's Uncommon James.
Mm, but your answer is?
Reese Witherspoon.
That's correct.
Wow! Okay.
Okay?
That's okay. I didn't know that one.
Here we go. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Cashmere. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
How much?
I've heard the name.
Okay. What animal is the source of cashmere?
Cashmere. Oh, it's a lamb.
Amy, this is a tough one. I don't know if you know this one or not.
I don't even know if I've ever seen that.
What's that?
Cashmere.
You mean the...
No, the whatever, the...
Material?
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, just period.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Amy, to stay in the game, what animal is the source of cashmere?
I know that you didn't believe in me, but I'm pretty, like, 99% sure it's goats.
She says a goat.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes!
It's at 3-2. This is the last one. Lunchbox, if you get this, you win.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, here we go. What famous designer was first known for the, quote, little black dress?
What?
What? I don't even know if Amy will know this. It's a tough one. What famous designer was known for the little black dress?
Oh, that's easy. Vera Wang.
Vera Wang.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, no!
Incorrect. Amy has a chance. They both missed all three of theirs. First time it's ever happened in the history of the game. Amy, before you give the answer, how do you feel about it?
I'm going to be making a guess for sure.
Oh, you don't know it.
I don't.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, say it. I mean, I...
Hold on.
No. I don't know what she's doing right now. Like, come on.
Amy, what is your guess to tie the game and send it to overtime?
Come on.
I just don't know how far back this
what
goes.
What famous designer was first known for the little black dress?
Donna Karen.
Ooh.
Stop. I don't know.
No one even knows who that is. That's right. Made up.
It's a real person.
What? It's a real person, but I just don't... I mean, it's probably... I just feel like Versace or something's too fancy.
So your answer is...
Donna Karen.
Oh, boy.
Room, how do we feel about that?
I think it sounds not good.
Right. Amy doesn't feel... Morgan, number two, you're 25. How do you feel about that?
I don't think it's right.
What would you have said?
My guess, I think, is Coco. I don't know the last name.
Yeah.
Chanel?
Oh, is it Chanel?
Oh, no.
It probably is. Oh, no. It's probably Coco Chanel.
The answer is...
Morgan!
Amy, don't yell at Morgan.
Well, no, but she's right. But how did she know?
Calm down. We don't know who's right.
Yeah, I really feel like that's right.
The answer is... Coco Chanel.
Yeah!
Ten to nine.
Wow.
Speech. Make a movie about this, folks.
Guys, this is like the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah.
This is the miracle of the mic.
What?
I was down 9-7.
That's not even that much.
To win 3 in a row. Amy already had her championship parade planned down Broadway in Nashville. And guess what? Plans canceled. Woo!
Come on.
We're going to Vegas.
You pay for it?
No, I thought that, you know, or no, we go to Disney World, right?
Yeah, Disney World.
Woo! Yeah!
All right.
And I'm the MVP, so I'm supposed to get a new car.
No, I think you're confusing us with the Super Bowl.
Woo!
All right, Lunchbox is the first
one. Man, I can't believe we're retiring the game now.
Well, no, we're not retiring.
Oh.
But we're only going to play it once a week now instead of every day.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means I have longer to gloat.
Oh! Amy, what do you have to say?
Congratulations, Lunchbox.
Thank you. I can't hear you. I'm drinking out of the championship. Where's my belt?
How are you drinking out of a belt? You don't drink out of a belt.
I'm drinking out of my championship shoe. That's a champagne.
All right.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a couple in Iowa. They own a big old farm. They're getting kind of old, and they can't maintain the land like they used to be able to. It's like, what do we want to do with this land? We want to do something good. So they donated 63 acres of their farm to the Future Farmers of America.
Oh, wow.
That way kids can learn how to do crops and everything on their field, and it doesn't just go to waste.
That's cool. Amy, were you in FFA?
No, I was just an agriculture major in college, but never did FFA.
I feel like that's right up your alley. Amy was like a farm girl, kind of. And she went to college to do it, and then she quit. And started making purses.
Yeah, I did. I did think that I was going to make purses, so nothing really mattered. I was going to be the next Kate Spade. My sorority voted me that.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
Your sorority voted you the next Kate Spade?
I guess I founded that award like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I guess they passed out awards for something, and I found this certificate that said me and my friend that had the business that we were going to be the next Kate Spade. I was about to make Kappa Gamma's proud.
Farm girl, sorority girl,
Kate Spade,
next Kate Spade. She's a woman of many talents.
That didn't really pan out. I do know how to sew though.
Well, Lunchbox, it's a really great story. Good for them for donating that.
Yeah, they're going to grow mushrooms, vegetables, and organic hay.
And why wouldn't they? That's what I say. And that's Tell Me Something Good. And can you grow unorganic hay?
Yeah, I was thinking
I don't know.
Man,
yes!
I used to haul hay. It's the worst job. I had a bunch of bad jobs.
Was it organic?
It was all organic all the time.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Laredo, Texas. Last month, there was a big theft of 1,000 bottles of Patron tequila, $25,000 worth.
Wow.
Police had no leads until this month when some guy on Facebook, "Hey, big tequila sale, all must go, come get your bottles."
Where was he selling it from? His
house.
Oh, not his tequila store that would have...
Nope, and so they set up surveillance outside of his house and saw cars coming and buying Patron. Went inside, boom!
He bought one of those blowy men for the car dealership to have.
The one that goes back and forth. That's funny.
That's funny, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Morgan Evans.
Walking down the hallway right now is Morgan Evans. You may know this song.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of the cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain.
A member of the class of 2018. I picked five artists and none of them had a song in the top 50. And he's one of these guys, and here he is. There he is. Come on in here. There he is. What up, my friend? Look at this guy. Looking happy and tall and in shape. Come on.
How are you possibly in Nashville right now?
What are you talking about? I'm back and forth, man. I'm on an airplane. Morgan and I talk all the time. We're on the phone texting each other all the time. Like, Morgan will text me and go, "You're doing good." And I'll be like, "No, but you're doing good." Today, big day for you, man.
It is. It is a big day. It's like I feel like so many things have to go right to get to this day. So I'm really excited and also a little bit nervous because, you know, you're just putting it all out there.
Yeah, like it's a lot of your last year's creativity, work. And then it's, here it is, do you like it? Cause that's really what you're doing. You're just submitting it to the people and seeing if they like it or not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming you're talking about the album. Yeah. Like these songs, they're definitely like...
What else would I be talking about?
It took...
Your heart?
Well, like, wait, I thought you were asking if I liked what I was doing right now.
No, I meant the album that's out today, by the way. Which, by the way, it's called Things That We Drink To.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. No, I love it, man. These 11 songs, I feel like... are the best. It's the best album I could possibly make at this time in my life, and I feel like when you're putting together the track listing, you first pick the best songs, and you get like the three or four best songs, and then you're like, well, what's the rest of the story? Like, what else do I need to tell people? And so that's what it is.
Put those headphones on for 1 second. I want you to tell me a few things. This is the actual song "Things That We Drink To."
The pain that we've been through.
Let me ask you a question I think everybody wants to know. How do you sing without an accent? Like, I don't hear any accent when you sing. It's like, "Things That We Drink." Then you talk and you're like, "Hey, Mike, is he here doing songs?" Like, where does it go when you sing?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's just what singing sounds like. I grew up singing American music, you know, and even when I sang along the Keith Urban songs, it was still sounding like American music. And I feel like it's just a thing. It's a thing that everyone does. Like, even the Beatles sang in American accents. So... I'm not sure. Maybe that's just the singing accent. Maybe
the Spice Girls. Yeah. I would listen to Spice. Not that I listen to Spice Girls all the time, but sometimes I dabble. I'd be like, "Where'd their accents go?" Yeah. Here's this one called "Dance with Me" from Morgan Evans.
If you dance with me.
That's one of my favorites, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's my favorite one.
Is it?
Yeah.
We're the same. Me and you. Yeah.
You dance better.
If you dance.
Hey, tell me about this song. Like, tell me about it. Yeah, like, when I play it, what are you feeling?
It feels like the most honest and kind of pure moment on there for me. I feel like, as you know, like, in Nashville, there's so much collaboration that goes on and so much, like, organized creativity. I feel like everyone's so busy, they often miss those moments of, like, true inspiration. And writing that song really was that moment. It was, like, a Tuesday morning. I was waiting for Kelsey to come on one of the morning TV shows to perform, and... it was the ad break, and I pressed mute and just started singing. And that whole first verse chorus just came out. And there's something about a song like that that it almost feels like you didn't write it. It was just this moment that you got to be a part of. And that's what I feel every time I hear it.
That's Kelsey singing with you, right?
It is, yeah.
All over your smile. No matter where this winding road will lead you, I will.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Through the minors and the majors, I'll sing.
Morgan Evans is here. Got a new album out today called Things That We Drink To.
Sing along. And I hope you dance with me.
I should be featured. Come on. Why are you laughing? I nailed that. That's a perfect harmony.
I love how you just hit everything in life with passion. I love it.
Thank you. Well, how you feeling? You feel good? You feel like you want to play a song, can you?
I'd love to, yeah. I got the guitar here.
Are you loose?
Yeah, I guess
so. Are you warm?
So. Yeah, it's release week. I'm feeling real loose. Well, cool. Can I play anything?
No, let's talk into it. Okay. What are you gonna play for us here? Set us up with something. You play whatever you want.
I'm gonna play. This is the new single. This is probably my favorite song to play live on the record.
How many favorites do you have? You've got like 9 favorites so far, Morgan.
Well, this is my favorite one to play live.
This is my favorite one to play after 3 p.m. This is my favorite one to play on a Wednesday.
There's absolutely those songs. Absolutely.
What are you going to play here?
This is a song called Day Drunk.
I know this one. All right, Morgan Evans is here. He's got a record out today called Things That We Drink To. This is a song that you may hear on the radio right now, and it's called Day Drunk. All right, Morgan. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Come on. I got a record out today. Go check it out. It's called Things That We Drink To, and that song right there you may hear on the radio, which, by the way, I think that's number one in Australia for like 7 years. Is that what I heard? The number one country song in Australia for 7 years?
Something like that. 7 years, yeah.
Like, really, I think it's 11 weeks or something, like, for real, right?
It's by far the biggest song I've ever had down there, yeah.
The biggest song ever in Australian history?
That I've ever had,
yeah. Is that
what
you said? Oh.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Morgan Evans.
You didn't think I was going to be here when you came in today?
Dude, your Instagram makes me tired just looking at it. I have no idea how you're doing it.
By the way, we're back on the air.
Okay, cool.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't going to miss your album day, dude.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me in. I appreciate that.
It's not even that. You're like one of my dudes. And Kelsey came by and watched me dance.
I know. She loved it, too.
She texted me. By the way, Morgan Evans is here, and he's married to Kelsey Ballerini. But she texted me the day before. She's like, hey, I'm in L.A., I don't really have any friends here. And I was like, well, I'm in L.A. and I don't have any friends here either, really. And she said, hey, when can you get together? And I said, well, I'm dancing all day tomorrow, so just come to the show. I didn't think she would. She's busy. You know, we're all busy. You're busy. You got a record out today.
Dude, that's a cool thing to go along to.
Well, she came early, and we hung out before the show, and then she sat in the front row, and I went and talked to her during the show. Like, everyone else is like all... And I get nervous because I don't dance. Like, right before I get nervous. But otherwise, I went and talked to her, like, during the show. She's like, I'm so nervous for you. And I'm like, how are you nervous for me? But it was fun. It was fun.
Does that make you nervous when people tell you you should be nervous?
I get...
Because you've done a few now. Like, it's not like your first...
Oh, but it's, again... whenever I'm sitting on that stage and I'm about to dance, my insides are just doing jumping jacks. Because I'm not a dancer. Yeah. And you've been real nice. You'll send me a message and be like, dude, that was great. And I'm like, I don't know. I got heart. I don't have a lot of dance, though.
That's what I love about it. I mean, I just love watching how stoked you are about it and how happy it makes you. It's awesome.
I've got a lot of heart. That's all I got. Let's see here. I got a record up too. Let me play another one of these songs from your record here. How about We Dream? We dream to escape. We dream to let go. You like this one or no?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, good.
I like all of them, obviously. Yeah.
I like this one. It's one of my favorite ones, too. My second favorite, probably this one.
Really?
Yeah, it feels inspirational. It feels like I want to go and march and go into battle, dance battle. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, like I dream, you know, we dream. I like that. It's inspirational.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Thanks. That was like the last part of the story. I feel like we had this whole like kind of story of the last couple of years of my life, and we had 10 songs of the 11. And that was the last one we wrote because we were kind of like, well, I was kind of like, well, what? There's something missing. And that's like, what made all this other stuff happen? Like, what made me move over here? What made me like find the girl and want to get married? Like, what made all this stuff happen? And it's as I don't know, simple and cheesy as it might sound, it's like that dream of like wanting to be here and be part of this country music community. And that's the feeling that we tried to create in that song.
Morgan Evans is here. Got a record out today, record album, same thing. Things That We Drink To. You moved here, what year, to the States?
It was officially 3.5 years ago, but before that, I came back and forth a lot, so it kind of felt like a progression.
Yeah, are you a citizen yet? You're married to Kelsey, so are you like a real deal now?
I'm not a citizen, no.
You're not?
All that stuff takes a lot of time.
Even if you're married to Kelsey Ballerini?
I mean, that allows you to apply for the next part of it, which is all, that's all happening, but...
Can we call somebody?
Can you call somebody? Yeah.
Give me a call. I know them all. I know everybody.
All right, I'll let you know when I need a hand. Thank you.
So you moved here 3.5 years ago. When did you meet your wife?
2.5 years ago.
And so then you got married how long ago?
10 and a bit months ago.
And then you put your record out today.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's been pretty wild.
That's a pretty full, close to 4 years.
Yeah, it's been incredible. And, I've been playing music so long and sort of traveling back and forth. The first time I came to Nashville was 10 years ago. And so I feel like I'm in a really good position to really appreciate all the great moments that are happening all at once right now.
When you move to Nashville, what's the first thing that you do? Or when you come to Nashville, let's say you're Morgan from Australia and you're flying here for the first time. You go to a hotel or a friend, or what do you do?
Yeah, I was staying in a hotel, and the first thing I did was throw my bags in the hotel room and walk down to Broadway.
So you walk down to the street?
Yeah.
With your guitar, or just to walk around?
No, just to like take it in and see what it was. And, you know, I had that experience for the first time and was like, whoa, this place is awesome.
Did it intimidate you at all or excite you?
That street didn't, but the more I learned about the writing community and the level that everything happens here, it was definitely, I say that all the time, this town can be the most inspiring and the most intimidating place all at once, and you almost get to decide which one it is.
Morgan Evans is here. You know what I wonder? When you go play a show like The Bachelorette, because didn't you go on The Bachelorette?
Yeah.
How many times do you play your song over and over again?
That's funny. I get asked that a lot, actually.
Well, God, what a great question by me. You know, you always love to ask a question where someone goes, you know, every day someone asks me that.
No, but like people expect it to be really set up, and it is a set up situation. Like we're obviously in there, we're sound checked, and there's a couple thousand people in there waiting. But we only shot that song once when they came in. Like that whole moment you see on TV only happened once. None of that actual, their experience was not constructed. So that was cool.
You didn't mess up? You just nailed it? It was good? That's a take. That's a wrap.
I guess. I mean, we played Kiss Somebody. I played that song like 1,000 times at that point.
All right. Why don't we play another song? How about, can I request a song?
Yeah.
How about Things That We Drink To, which is what the album's named after?
Yeah, absolutely. I can play this song. This is like, as I said, like the last couple of years have been pretty amazing, but last year I lost my manager of 10 years last year in a motorcycle accident, and he was the guy that discovered me in Australia. He's the guy that brought me to America, and he's the guy that like told me to come back to America when I told him it was too hard. And we obviously lost him really suddenly. And on the day of his memorial here in Nashville, I was in the studio with Chris DiStefano, my producer, and Josh Osborne as well, who I wrote "Kiss Somebody" with. And it was definitely one of those days we could have just been like, you know, let's just come back tomorrow, guys. But I was talking to Chris, and Chris knew Rob as well, and Josh was talking about his father who he'd lost before that pretty recently, and Chris started playing a beat and I started singing this melody, and the line "Things That We Drink To" came out, and we wrote this song that day as like a celebration of life and all the cool things you got to do, I guess, because you were in each other's lives.
All right, here he is, Morgan Evans. This is "Things That We Drink To." Come on, Morgan Evans. That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you.
You know, I'm such a big fan of you and your work, and it's weird to interview a friend because I don't know what we've talked about in personal life, and then I don't know what we talked about on radio life. Yeah. And so I'm just trying to walk that fine line of, what have people already heard us talk about?
Yeah.
But what they haven't heard us talk about is your record's out today.
And that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. I hope people give it a listen, one way or the other.
Me too.
And let them make their mind up, because I do feel like their mind will be made, and like mine is, that I like you.
Well, thank you.
It's good. You're good, man. You're good. I mean, I've seen you play with your contraption set, play with that. What is that thing called where you play with?
The loop pedal.
The loop pedal. Station, yeah. He yells at a box and it does things. It's pretty cool. You're out with Chris Young and you're just making hits, and look at you.
I'm trying, man.
Look at everybody looking at him.
I'm having a good time.
Everybody take a second and just look at him. Look at you. Come on. Look at everybody looking at him. Yeah. All right. Morgan Evans, the album's "Things That We Drink To." I'm proud of you, man. Like,
thank
really,
you.
All seriousness, as sincere as possible, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Come a long way, my friend.
Appreciate it. Bobby Bone, come
on. Bradley Cooper is going to be on the show coming up in a few minutes.
That's amazing.
Which is cool, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Bradley Cooper movie ever? The Hangover?
Hangover, probably.
Has to be.
Wedding Crashers.
That's a good one.
You know what? Oh. He was in the movie. Oh, I loved it. The cartoon. He was the cartoon voice. The superhero movie. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right.
That's fantastic. But yeah, he's in A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga, and he's going to be on the show. We'll talk to him coming up in just a few minutes. So that's happening.
Over to Morgan number two right now.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30 Second Skinny.
A lost album from Glen Campbell is coming on November 16th. It's called Sings for the King. It features songs Glen recorded for Elvis Presley between 1964 and 1968.
Huh. Easy come, easy go. Oh, look at that. Up, down, all around. Rest in peace to them both. Two really great artists. The Glen Campbell story is amazing. Like, to know that guy was just one of the best musicians.
Yeah.
Played in the Wrecking Crew, which was basically the studio guys. Mm-hmm. Did the Beach Boy, did so many. And then he became Glen Campbell after that. It's crazy. Good for him and his family, I guess. Yeah, good for
him.
Yeah,
and that's cool. It sounds like Elvis, something Elvis would have recorded. Yeah.
What else, Morgan, number two?
We've got new albums coming out today. Morgan Evans, Things We Drink To.
Yeah. He's a good dude. And this song is called Day Drunk. Let's get a little Morgan Evans, my class of 2018. He was one of the five. Had a number one. He's killing it now. What else?
And then Jimmy Allen's album.
It's called
Mercury Lane.
Mercury Lane. Because when you smile, I see the sun. This is called Best Shot. By the way, another one of my five. Yeah. Class of 2018. No, I'm best early, man. It's good, too. I think he's going to be on the show Monday. What else, Morgan, number two?
We've got movies out this weekend. First Man, the movie about Neil Armstrong, 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That looks pretty good. Yeah, it looks pretty good. Wish Ryan Reynolds to do something wrong, but yeah, it looks pretty good. Yeah.
Another movie out this weekend is Bad Times at the El Royale. It has 77% on Rotten Tomatoes.
There you have it.
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
She is.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I love when I see kids doing good, and this girl named Sammy Vance, she's 9 years old, and she has started a campaign to make buddy benches at her school, which buddy benches are a safe place for kids to go sit when they're lonely or they want to make a friend, like talk with someone, or they feel like they're being picked on. They can go to the buddy bench, and other people will be like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with you. Make sure you're okay. Well, guess how she's building these buddy benches?
How?
She is collecting, like, bottle caps, and she sends them off to this company that legit makes benches out of the bottle caps.
Oh, wow. Woo! That's cool. How old is she?
Yeah. Nine. She's nine. Yeah.
That's crazy. A 9-year-old would do that.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was nine, I was just trying not to pee my pants. She's, like, doing something for other kids. Yeah, that's good. Is that what it's all about or no?
It's all about her recognizing her school needs buddy benches, and it's all about that company that makes recycled benches out of bottle caps. So, yes, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. You need this game in your life, folks. It's the mobile game that everyone's talking about. If you still haven't played Best Fiends, you know, what are you waiting for? People that play this game love it. Just read all the reviews in the Apple App Store or Google Play, and you'll see it's consistently rated 5 out of 5 stars. There's no coincidence. No other mobile game is like it that I've seen. And once you play it, like our listeners, I do think you'll love it. Collect tons of characters, solve thousands of puzzles. You'll probably be obsessed with it. Very soon, one of your friends or family will tell you about the game, but you'll already know because you heard me talk about it. Hey, stop crushing candy. That's so 2015. Play Best Fiends. You won't regret it. As a matter of fact, you may tweet me or send me a Facebook message and actually thank me for it. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Again, Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of a car does a sheep drive?
What kind of a car does a sheep drive?
Their Subaru.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we thought about that.
That was the Morning Corny.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Bradley Cooper.
Hey, Bradley.
Hey.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, great. How's it going?
Dude, I appreciate you coming on. Man, this movie's taking over the world, huh?
I mean, it's exciting.
Did you expect it to be such a darling, not only of critics, but people? Because it's often hard to get them both.
I mean, far from it. I was actually fearful that, you know, you never, when you put something out that you've spent so long and it's so personal, you just hope people aren't going to laugh at you, quite honestly. It's a vulnerable thing. I didn't realize it would be so difficult to let it go because it doesn't belong to you anymore. And the fact that people seem to be receiving it is relief is the word I'd use.
Bradley Cooper's on with us. I want to play a little bit of the song called Maybe It's Time that Bradley sings. Jason Isbell wrote the song.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
Can you hear that, Bradley, if I play it through?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Takes a lot to change a man. Hell, it takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
I mean, talk about that song for a second, Bradley.
Yeah, I mean, that's all due to Dave Cobb, a great producer who I had met with, and he and I was just talking to him about Jackson Maine and the character and where I was sort of thinking about him musically, and he said, you know, let me reach out to some of the artists I work with, and he asked me to write a little synopsis that I could give to them and see what they could come up with, and then a couple days later, I get this via text a demo that Jason Isbell had written, this song, Maybe It's Time, and it just floored me. And then I went into the studio with Benjamin Rice, who's this incredible engineer who actually has a producer credit on some of the songs. And I just laid down a sort of version of it that I thought that Jackson, you know, through Jackson's voice. And I still remember sending it to Jason, like quivering, thinking, oh, my God. and then he sent me a text back. I think it was like, good job, like it. And I thought, okay, great. And so that became one of the songs, and really was kind of an anchor. A lot of the songs that came out of Jackson really were harnessed by that song. I loved everything about it, the lyrics, the melody, everything. It was really, I mean, he's one of the greatest songwriters around, and the fact that he added something for us is incredible.
Bradley Cooper's on with us talking about A Star Is Born. And so I'm a big Pearl Jam fan. And so whenever I read that you went up to Seattle and spent some days with Eddie Vedder to prepare for the role, like, what did you go up there searching for from him?
You know, having done this in terms of like acting and researching, like, for example, playing Chris Kyle, Real People, when you want to talk to people that knew the person or had something to do with it, it's not even so much what they say as what they don't say, how they behave, just watching them, observing them. And he's such an incredible human being. So I just knew that no matter what, even if we didn't say a word to each other, that I was going to get a lot out of it. Just seeing, you know, and then that was just what he opened up to me. I mean, I spent 3 days with him and went to the studio and his house and he just shared with me. I mean, he was just like a fountain of information that was so far beyond what I could have expected.
Did you get to geek out a little bit and be like, hey man, tell me about Better Man? Did you ask like Pearl Jam stuff, or did you just keep it like total like inspirational type stuff?
You know, it was basically just like normal conversation, and then just sort of like a day in the life of a musician and going into the studio. It was more about the specificity of just, you know, what one does rather than sort of reminiscing on days of past.
Bradley Cooper's on with us. So tell me about your singing, because did you have to get to be a better singer? Were you already good? Did you take lessons?
No, nothing. I mean, I had sang. Oh, the other thing I will say that Eddie did was he put me in touch with this guy, Eric Johnson, who wound up working with us the whole movie, who was invaluable. He's now Metallica's tour manager. And he said, this is the guy you need to be with you, who's going to show you everything. And he really did. This guy, Eric Johnson, just incredible. No, I had sang in a gospel choir at college, but really I was kind of in the back and wasn't too loud. But I always loved music since I was a kid. My father, you know, introduced me to Tom Waits and Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin and Mary Alonza, you know, on 8-track tapes back when I was a kid. And so there was always, music was always such a huge part of my life. And I definitely would sing all the time, but, you know, in the shower and for friends and stuff. I remember when that first Nirvana album hit, I was in college, and like we would sing it in the dorm room. But nothing ever, I never took sort of classes or thought I would ever have a career or anything. But I did feel like maybe deep down I could play a musician. And then it was just about, you know, I spent 4 years in this movie and two of those years prepping. And I worked with great people like Roger Love, this vocal coach in L.A. Because the thing that I learned right away that Lucas Nelson told me, because it's his band that's in the movie, Promise of the Real, He's like, you know, when we go out here on these stages and you're going to sing to live audience, you better, you know, have sung these songs thousands of times, because the first thing you're going to lose is your breath. And he's right. And you know, I was just lucky that I surrounded myself with the right people so I could do the right kind of work.
And then even playing guitar, again, you say you only sang recreationally. Did you play guitar at all? And you're playing guitar in the movie.
Yeah, no, I had not played the guitar ever. Watched a lot of people play guitar. And I work with this great guy, Johnny Hansen, who taught me the guitar, and Lucas Nelson. And just getting to a point where I was proficient enough. But what you're hearing is I dubbed over Lucas's. Lucas sound is what you're hearing, but that's me playing it, because there's no way it would sound like that. And he and I worked so hard in terms of finding Jackson's sound. I kept having something in my mind, and I would sing him the guitar riff, and then he would play it. It was kind of a very unorthodox way of making music. But I think he dug it. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Bradley Cooper.
Talking about A Star Is Born. So tell me about Lady Gaga, and I'm assuming you were attached to the movie first, and then you met with her. Like, well, what's that like?
Yeah, I wanted to make this movie, and I started writing it, and I'd probably been on the project for a year and a half, and then but I hadn't really found the person, and I was at this benefit, and all of a sudden she was the last guest, and she sang a cover of La Vie en Rose, and it just blew me away. And I really just couldn't believe what I had just witnessed, because I'd never heard her sing live before. And so I asked if I could meet her a couple days later, and then I just said, hey, you know, I went up and met with her and said, you know, talked to her about this project and the potential of what the story could be and her character. And I don't know, maybe because you made me feel so comfortable, I thought, like, we should probably sing together just to see if this isn't, like, an abominable combination and I can't even hold a tune. And I said, you know this old folk song, Midnight Special, which she didn't know. And I said, I saw a piano in your living room. What if we just sing it? Because if this doesn't work, then there's no reason for me to waste any more of your time. And she said, sure. And then we did, and it kind of worked, oddly enough. I don't know how that happened. And then that was it. And I left at her house that day, and we sort of shook hands and made a barter that we were going to do this thing together.
So Midnight Special, like CCR? Like, shine a midnight, shine a light on me.
Yeah, well, it's an old folk song, but then CCR covered it, yeah. I mean, I remember the first time I heard it was in the movie The Twilight Zone, and I think it's Jim Belushi and Dan Aykroyd are in the car, and they start singing Midnight Special, and that was the first time I had ever heard it as a kid. I don't know if you remember that movie, and then Dan Aykroyd says, you want to see something really scary, and then he, yeah, anyway.
I know the CCR. Listen, I'm a diehard Creedence fan, so, you know, that I guess that's where I know it from. I guess I'm not that cool, Bradley. I'm not as cool as you.
What, that you could cite a Twilight Zone movie?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a barometer of coolness.
Hey, I was the movie didn't take long to shoot, although you say you spent a bunch of years getting into it and prepping it. It seems like it was.
Yeah, it was a 42-day shoot.
That's insane, right?
Yeah, it was insane. Yeah, and for a very strict budget. Yeah, it was. But you know, out of necessity comes ideas, and I think that's probably why, because we had the real deal in her. The rest of the movie had to be as authentic. So we didn't have the budget to create these scenes. So we thought, what if we can just sort of hustle our way onto these stages and just try to steal some shots? And that's what we did. And I think it winds up being the reason why the movie has such an authentic vein through it, because we actually did shoot on the live stage at Stagecoach after Jamie Johnson, before Willie Nelson, and then we went to Glastonbury, and luckily enough, Nick and Emily, who own the festival, allowed us to do that, which I don't think they've ever done, and we had 4 minutes on the Pyramid stage, which anybody who knows anything about, you know, music festivals, that is like the place. And so Kris Kristofferson happened to be playing last summer, gave us 4 minutes. And we did that song, Maybe It's Time, in front of like 80,000 people. It was crazy.
Well, the Kris Kristofferson thing, that's not lost on me, that's Kris Kristofferson. Meaning,
yeah.
I mean, it's the guy that was originally, you know, in it.
Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, he was visiting our set, and they at Glastonbury had said, look, we'll let you do it if someone allows you to play into their set, which is going to be unlikely. And he happened to be playing there last summer, and I asked his wife, and she said, absolutely, whatever you guys need. And the best part about that was after I sang the song twice, I said, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kris Kristofferson, and then he walks on stage. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty baller. That's pretty baller to do that. I want to hear some of the song Shallow from A Star Is Born.
I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash the surface where they cannot us.
How many times have you seen this movie back, Bradley?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, when you edit a movie, you see it thousands of times.
That could you go in, could you talk along with the entire movie right now if you needed to, every part?
Talk in what sense? Like what happened
as
and stuff?
No, as it's happening, could you quote everything that's being said? Like when I watch, you know, Office Space, I know every line that's going to be said. Could you?
Yeah, probably.
Bradley Cooper is on with us. A Star is Born. I think our audience will love it. And, you know,
I love Office Space. Yeah, we're going to need you to.
Give my listeners that don't know really what it's about yet, if they don't, if they've been living in a cave, kind of give a one-line synopsis of the movie.
It's about a guy who's like in a job that's endless in an office.
Not Office Space. Okay. I was like, I think Bradley misinterpreted my question. Okay, go ahead.
It's a story about it's a good question, you know, because it's about a lot of things. But I'd say it's hopefully what people get out of it. It's a love story about two people who really love each other. There's no infidelity. What happens when you actually have that kind of connection and commitment to each other, and even how hard life is, given what it is to just be alive, given, you know, trauma as a child, what it means to have your family, and what it means to try to find your voice in this world. Yeah. And it revolves around two people who are musicians.
There it is. A Star is Born. Hey, how much your dog make? We were talking about that on the show. Does your dog get paid, but what did he do a day?
He made more than me.
Interesting. But not in the long run.
Hopefully not. Yeah. Hopefully not.
Hey, man, you're real treat to talk to, man. I'll be honest with you. You come off as cool, like as a cool dude, when I see you sitting in the box on Monday Night Football or, you know, doing interviews. And I really appreciate the time you spent with us this morning.
Oh, no, it's a thrill for me.
Bradley Cooper, check out A Star is Born. It's Bradley and Lady Gaga. And a lot of my friends wrote songs for this movie, which is crazy. So, it's a real joy to see it all come together like this. Bradley, appreciate your time, man.
Oh, thank you.
And there he is, Bradley Cooper, everybody. Thanks, Bradley.
Thank you. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go watch Dirks tomorrow night, Amy, in California.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, I got to fly back out and start training with my dance partner, but Dirks is playing in L.A., and I mean, he lives like, I don't know, 10 minutes from me in town, but I only get to go see him whenever we're in another state. So...
Yeah, that's funny. That'll be cool.
Yeah, I know. And I texted him yesterday. I said, hey, man, I'm coming to your show in Los Angeles. Will you just play some good songs this time?
What did he say?
He was like, I'll try, man. I'll try my best.
So you'll get to see maybe Brothers Osborne, too.
Oh, it's that whole tour are my friends. And I don't use that term lightly, but Lanco, my dudes, like Brandon, the lead singer, and I are close. Brothers Osborne, obviously, we love Amy's neighbors with the singer. And I know both of them. And then Dirks is... you know, if not the closest, one of my closest, like, artist friends. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be good. I'll probably just go and chill.
I go to church with Lanco.
Do you know that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I see them all the time.
All of them?
Two or three of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Like, I know. They're like gremlins.
They are.
Like, more of them just keep showing up. it'd be fun. Listen, I do love me some country music. You know what they call me, right?
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
That's right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
27 years ago, 1991, Garth Brooks releases... Rodeo. Well, it's balls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a sun. Eddie, you like myself, a Garth Brooks historian?
Huge.
What album did Rodeo come off of?
Come on, that's Rope in the Wind.
That's right. Come on.
Number two.
Wow.
If I remember correctly.
It was released as the first single from Rope in the Wind. It only peaked at number three on the U.S. country chart.
No way.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah.
We should go back and change that. It was originally recorded in 1981 as a demo. And for 10 years, it just sat there. Originally titled Miss Rodeo, it was a female song where the artist sang about how she could not compete with the sport of rodeo. Garth said he tried to get every female he knew to cut the song. All of them. And he even asked Trisha Yearwood, who didn't think it fit her. Yearwood then convinced Garth that he was better fit to sing it. He agreed to, put it on his album. Wa-bam!
Well, it's balls and blood. It's
so
a dust
cool.
and mud. It's
Come on.
It was track two.
It was, oh, yeah.
Yes!
Come on.
Yeah, that's my historian junior over there, Eddie.
Yeah, man, I'm right here for you.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So this woman named Linda Hughes decided to become a living kidney donor. And she didn't help just one person. The New Jersey woman decided to start an organ donor chain, which is crazy, by the way, right? If one person donates a kidney, that to me is mind-blowing. Like, wow, you're giving a piece of your body to someone else. But then what happens is someone else gets it and donates, and someone else gets it and donates. And so it's when someone needs a transplant and they have a family member or a friend who's willing to donate, and they're not a good match,
So it's like a trade. They say, I'll donate my kidney to someone else in order for my loved one to get a kidney.
Wow.
She wasn't worried about the health risks since people can live just fine with one kidney. And so she did, and it started a whole chain. Donating kidneys. Lunchbox, would you do it?
No.
You just wouldn't at all?
No.
For anyone?
No.
Your mom?
No. She's too old.
Okay.
Interesting.
She would want me to keep my kidney because
she's not 100.
I know, but she's 65, and that's towards the end.
And Is it, though?
No, it's not.
And she would rather me be healthy for the next...
Towards the end?
Because then what if my one kidney shuts down? Then I'm done.
Well, then you can also get a kidney from someone.
Yeah, the odds are. Then you got to... She would just rather me not get it. What about you? Would you donate a kidney?
I would donate a kidney to anyone in this
room. Bobby's like both of them.
Yeah, I mean,
take them both.
If you guys needed it, I would go and see if I was a match and give you one.
Oh.
Didn't Selena Gomez get a kidney from her?
Yeah, her best friend.
Her best friend.
Wow.
Yeah, and so did, what's his name? George Lopez. Got one from his wife.
And then divorced her.
Yep. See, that's what I'm saying.
What are you saying? Stop.
Well, anyway, that's not a good way to end. Tell me something good.
Oh, my goodness.
But good for her. Anybody that's donating organs, that's always crazy to me. And that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The nominees for the next Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class have been announced. So I have some names that made the list, and we'll see if Amy and Lunchbox will know. I'll play you a song, name the band or the artist, the nominee.
Oh, I'm ready.
So this is the biggest award in rock and roll, like music, because there's hip-hop, there's rock, there's all, and they're humongous. Just name the band. Write it down. Ready, you two?
Yep.
Number one. What band is this?
In for the win.
Amy?
I'm in.
Amy, what band is that?
Poison.
Poison. Lunchbox.
Oh, come on, guys. They're in the Hall of Fame. Def Leppard.
Well, one of you's right.
Wow. Yeah.
Def Leppard.
The answer is Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Okay. Name this, the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Can you name the band that sings this right here? Ba-na-na-na-na.
When our problem comes along, he must whip it. Before the cream sets out too long,
he must whip it.
When something's going wrong,
he must whip it.
I'm in for the win.
Okay. Now whip it.
Whip it, shake. Shake.
Amy? Poison.
Let's see. I really have no idea who sings that.
Incorrect.
I can't believe they're getting the Hall of Fame, but Devo.
The answer.
What? How did you know that?
What is happening?
The answer
here?
Is Devo.
This
guy's crushing it over here.
I just checked his computer. He's not cheating.
Okay.
No.
Come on.
Edit.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Who is this right here?
In for the win.
Go ahead. Amy.
Janet Jackson.
Lunchbox.
SWV.
It's Janet Jackson. There you go. Amy. Amy, you're back in it. Here we go.
I don't know who that was.
Name this one.
Come on, man.
Nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here we go.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win. Come on.
Amy.
LL Cool J.
Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the biggest bands of all time. Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah, I'm in it.
It's LL Cool J. There you go.
Good one, Amy.
How did I get Devo and I can't get Janet Jackson?
I'm asking myself that.
Okay, one more for the win.
Okay, I'll get it.
Write it down. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They are nominated this year. They could be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
It's a good one, bud.
I know the song, too.
Jam.
Yep.
And they don't even play this live. They won't
really?
Play it anymore.
I love
like
that.
Like once. Do you?
Yeah, I love that.
But I'm a creep.
Sing it, Lunchbox.
I'm a weirdo.
There you go, Lunch.
Come on.
What the hell am I doing here?
Oh.
I don't
I'm in.
No, you don't know it.
Oh, wow.
That's... I'm in. I can be in. I have no idea if I'm right, but I can be in.
That's called talking some sushi right there. Lunchbox, what do you have?
Yep. Yeah, I'm going with Oasis.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Amy for the win.
Radioheads.
Wow.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
the Radioheads.
No, it's Radiohead.
Yes!
What?
It's
one. What? That's their name?
Yes! Radiohead.
Yes!
Okay,
they're a group and they're one. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know, Amy.
Okay, we are now sudden death. Buzz your name if you know it.
Ooh,
okay?
Ooh, okay.
Buzz your name. Nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Amy, go ahead.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, sounds similar, but they'll never be nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I know the song. Killing in the Name of.
That's not the song.
Not it.
What? Going. I thought it was I Did It All for the Nookie.
Keep going.
We're the family. We're the pocket full of shells. We're the family. We're the pocket full of shells.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox. Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, wow. Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
Do you even know what they sound like?
Nope.
The answer is Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah! 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 And they stay there. And they stay there.
And they stay there.
There he is.
They get in the house.
Look at this guy. He knows his music.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Nope. Don't know. All right.
Devo. Gosh. All that.
Nice one. Hey. By the way. Let me just say this. I'm proud of you, Lunchbox.
Thank you. All
right. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A school counselor in Ohio gave at least one handwritten personalized note of encouragement to every single kid at his school. There's 600 kids, by the way.
Wow.
He did it last year and he plans on doing it again this year. And his parents used to leave him notes in his lunchbox when he was a kid, so that's where he got the idea.
That's cool. That's a lot of work. Yes, that's awesome. What else?
And it definitely takes him the whole school year to do it, but he gets it done. So if you want to make your kiss count, because Bobby, I know we keep talking about how you're kind of dating somebody, but we're not giving out a lot of the details. I have no idea if y'all are actually even kissing. You and I haven't discussed that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to make your kisses count, then you should at least make the kiss last 6 seconds or more, because studies show that that's how long it takes to establish an emotional connection.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Let me count this out. Ready, Eddie? I'm going to start kissing. You start counting.
Okay, I'll just stand here.
Go.
One.
This is how I kiss him.
This is awkward.
Four, five, six.
Okay, it's enough.
Okay, do you feel the more of an emotional connection?
Well, I wasn't kissing Eddie. I was kissing my hand. But yeah, no, I can say this. I haven't. Whatever.
Did it feel good?
Okay, let's just say if you do end up kissing her or him, I know we're not saying who it is, for 6 seconds, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do.
What else, Amy?
Don't. Okay, so this is something to think about if you're considering becoming a vegetarian. According to a growing body of research, vegan or vegetarian diets might be speeding up the process of your hair loss. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, scientists found that people who
steak,
ditch
please.
Meat...
Can I get a double steak?
Yeah, give me a cheeseburger. Yeah.
Scientists found that people who ditch meat might lack certain vital nutrients for healthy hair. Meats like beef, pork, and poultry provide those high level of nutrients required for hair growth.
Huh.
But I would say I'm like, 80% vegan. And I do have less hair than I used to.
Well, quiet Mike. Mike D. He actually... it's vegan hardcore, and you have a lot of hair.
I do.
And it spikes up with no product. He wakes up, choom, right up.
I have too much hair.
Punk Rock Mike, a.k.a. Vegan Mike.
I just stumbled upon that. It was in Reader's Digest, so I thought I'd share just in case.
Because you're just reading Reader's Digest every day, right, Meemaw?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Okay, so we did the pile a little early because Bradley Cooper, we're going to talk to him coming up in just at the top of the hour. So
that was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to get to see my kids for the first time all week, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll be back in Los Angeles training for Monday's Dancing with the Stars, and I may go see Drake tonight.
Wow.
Maybe.
Look at you.
It just depends how tired I am and if we're done. But I'm for sure going to see Dierks Bentley tomorrow night.
Oh.
Well, that'd be fun if you could do Drake and Dierks. I'm jealous.
I wish you'd play together. You just save me some time to do a show. Yeah, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Thanks for being a part of the show. We really appreciate you. Have a good one. Bye. The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons. For your social media, but for work, if you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.